I'm already enjoying curating this weekly list. Knowing that I'm going to write this post really helps me to pay attention to the things that I enjoy and the things that are a little, anyways, awareness abounds. So here's what I've got for you in this week's Directory of Deliciousness. First, let me be the first to wish you Happy Masturbation Month. That's right, May is all about self-pleasure. And if you're like me and you love to indulge, you'll be happy to know that you can do it for yourself and you can do it for charity. Do It in May is a campaign that aims to shine a light on the benefits of pleasuring the most important person in your life, you. Tanga, which is a sex toy company, will donate $1 every time someone uses the Do It in May hashtag. The proceeds will go to SECUS, or SICUS, which stands for the Sexual Information and Education Council of the United States. And I believe that they're going to cap out the donations at $10,000, which isn't a ton of moolah, but it's more than anyone has been donating for masturbation, right? So if you already indulge regularly, amen and hallelujah to you. And if you don't, I encourage you to diddle yourself a little or a lot this month. Next, I have Insight, The Power of Intuition, which is a documentary. So the sixth sense is the most curious sense. And I think that it's the most curious sense because it just has no tangible basis. The unexplainable knowing is shared, but unconfirmed. So like we know that it's there, but there is no tangible evidence that it's there. So in this documentary, it's about that. It's totally about intuition, but it's offered from the perspective of science and nature and creativity. It is, to me, it's a must-watch documentary for anyone who is in search of fill in the blank, whatever it is. And it's available for streaming on Netflix, so put it in your queue. And next I have, I love this movie, Blind Date. This movie tickled the hell out of my funny bone and it tugged on my heartstrings. It's an unconventional romantic comedy. And the fact that it's French just adds to the romance. It just ups the romance factor, right? And there's food. Of course it's French. Of course there's food. So if you're looking for something that is going to melt your heart, like a melt your heart love story, add this to your queue pronto. Like, watch it ASAP. I really loved it, and I couldn't stop telling people to watch it. And it is also available to stream on Netflix. And I just finished, just a few days ago, I finished the last book in the All Souls trilogy. The first book is The Discovery of Witches. And it's a total page turner. If you enjoy books that are a perfect mix of history and fiction, this is definitely a must read for you. It has everything, time travel, incarnations, and soulmates. It has beautiful creatures, impossible love, and just enough danger to keep you turning the page. I just really love this series. I love this series. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that someone had like snapshotted a picture of the first book on Instagram or something. And I think that that's how I found it. But anyways, the books are pretty thick, but the imagery, oh my God, the imagery is worth every single word. I really can't say enough about this series. And yes. As the first book hints to, there are witches. It's called the first book is called The Discovery of Witches. But there are also vampires and demons too. All of your favorite mythical creatures in one place. But I'm afraid there are no werewolves in the book. They mention werewolves, but there are no werewolves. So if you love all of the others, witches, vampires, and demons, definitely put this on your TBR pronto. The next thing that I've really been loving, I was loving this way before this week, but I had a glass a few days ago and I was like, okay, I totally have to put this on my list. And that is cardamom tea with cream, sugar, and vanilla. Do I need to say anything more? Okay, I will say something more. There are a lot of health benefits to cardamom tea, but what I really love about it, in addition to the things, and you can look up all the things that some of the health benefits in the link in this post. But the thing that I love the most is the fragrance. It is just so earthy and a little bit sweet. I just love the way it smells, and I love, love, love the way it tastes. Cardamom tea is something that I drink very, very regularly. I believe some of the health benefits are like lowering blood pressure is one of them. That's the one that comes to me off the top of my head. There's like a whole laundry list. It's great for your skin, which lowering your blood pressure and great for your skin. Do I need to say anything else? And it's just delicious. So if you have never had cardamom tea, I invite you to indulge and to let your palate be delighted. Another thing for this week is I have been setting the intention to keep my heart open every single day. And some days I am wildly successful, and other times I fall very short. And the Kind World podcast is one of my go-to heart openers. It's like oh my God, I can't believe that I didn't find this sooner, actually. But anyway, it's like regular people sharing extraordinary stories about kindness. And each episode is less than 10 minutes, so it doesn't take long, but it's just long enough to crack your heart wide open. I have to warn you before you go searching iTunes for the Kind World podcast. Before you do that, I have to warn you that you should not listen to this podcast unless you are prepared to feel deeply. And Kleenex is highly advised. That's all I'm going to tell you. And the last thing on my list for this week is I have been listening to George Michael's Kissing a Fool on repeat. In fact, before I recorded this audio, I think I listened to it 5 times. But I've been listening to it on repeat, just like I did back in 1988. My middle school crush, his name was Gilbert Delgado, and he had just graduated, and I was still mourning his absence. So I believe this album came out in the fall of 1987, and Gilbert had graduated from middle school in the summer, or right at the beginning of summer, right before summer of 1987. So this was like the year that he wasn't there, but I still was pining over him. And so I listened to this song over and over and over again. Anyways, I wonder whatever happened to Gilbert. I actually don't know. He's not my Facebook friend. So if you talk to him, if you're listening to this and you went to middle school with me and you talked to Gilbert, please tell him I said hello and that I still think of him whenever I listen to George Michael's Kissing a Fool. So that's all I've got for you for this week on the Directory of Deliciousness. I hope that you enjoyed the shares, and I hope that you like look into some of the things. If you find anything on this list interesting, make sure that you visit the post and click the links. I try to make sure that I link everything so that it's easily, that you can find these things easily. And definitely check out last week's list to see if you missed anything. And I will continue to keep my eyes and ears open for delicious things to share with you.